Welcome, it's Trinity Sunday, June 4th, 2023. Our scriptures this week are from Genesis 1, 1 through 5, John 1, 1 through 5, and Romans 3, 21 through 26. The title of the message is Finding the Meaning of and in Life. So if you would, please open your Bibles and read with me our scriptures this week, starting in Genesis 1. 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. From the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it." Our final reading from Romans 3, 21 through 26. Paul writes, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." With all that's happening in our country, with all the protests, the rioting, and the looting, people searching for meaning in and for life, I found myself asking why. So in my preparation for this week's message, I pray to God for the answer I think so many of us today, if not all of us, are looking for. To find the reason, the purpose, the meaning in and of life. You know, on my way to the golf course the other day, I saw a bumper sticker that read, "Life is one contradiction after another." And I thought, no, it's not. Well, then not 2 minutes later, I saw another, and it stated this message. "This life is a test. It is only a test. Had it been an actual test, you would have received further instructions on where to go and what to do." Well, in our scriptures today, God supplies us with the answers. So the ultimate question is, what is the meaning of and in life? And I believe our scriptures this morning give us the answers. So I titled this message, Finding the Meaning of and in Life. Well, the search often starts at a young age. Well, I found this illustration I'd like to share with you. The writer states, "I have a friend, Susan, whose 9-year-old little girl had recently been listening to her friend talk about going to a funeral. It seemed the preacher talked about the shortness of life and how all of us eventually die. And it was obvious she'd been pondering what she'd heard for a while, because out of the clear blue, as they were driving to school, Susan's daughter asked, 'Mom, if we're all going to die and become worm food, how come God made us?' Now, that's a pretty deep for a 9-year-old. It's pretty deep for anyone. The search for the meaning of life and the search for the meaning in life is the ultimate search of every human being. Because the meaning of life and the meaning in life is the bottom line, so to speak, the spark that drives us, the focus that gives us purpose, peace, hope, and ultimately helps us find love, forgiveness, and happiness. So what is the meaning of life? Well, it's not a simple question to answer. But where do you find the answer? I mean, if you do a Google search on the question, what is the meaning of life? The first thing you'll notice is there are 97 million plus links to the answer to that question. Third on the list, you'll find a link to the Wikipedia, an online encyclopedia. And just a brief look shows that there are psychological, popular, scientific, theological, and mystical views of the meaning of life. I mean, the scientific approach believes if you can understand the mechanics of the universe, then you'll be able to analyze the information and eventually determine what the purpose is. Psychological views basically evaluate what has value and what doesn't. And once you find what is most valuable in life, then you can determine what the meaning of life truly is. Well, then there are those who believe that life doesn't have any meaning at all. We're here, we live, we die, that's it. Nothing else. Shakespeare said, and I'm paraphrasing, "Life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." Well, a lot of people feel and believe and even experienced life that way. But from the Christian biblical perspective, life does have meaning. Life wasn't accidental. From a biblical perspective, we didn't just accidentally evolve for some primordial glob of ooze. Life didn't just drop out of the sky like the droppings of the bird. Scripture tells us that we were intentionally created, which means there is a purpose and a meaning and a direction behind our existence. In both the Old and the New Testament, creation stories found in Genesis 1, 1-5, and John 1-5, we find that there is a creator behind everything in the world, that all of creation was created for a purpose. If you read the first couple of chapters of Genesis, our user's manual for life, you come to discover that God created everything that we see so that we could be in a relationship with God. All that there is around us was created for our support and also for us to care for and about. God created us as objects of God's love. And that relationship was to be a mutual relationship. God loving us and us loving God. And then through the experience of God loving us and us loving God, we would love one another. And in that mutual relationship of love with God and each other, like all of nature, like all of creation does every day, we would bring glory to God. I mean, if Jesus were speaking here today, he might be telling us this parable. A pair of golfers slice their drives deep into the rough and went in search of their errant golf balls. The grass was high, the trees were thick, and tempers flared as they looked in vain through all the grass and the underbrush. Well, a kind elderly woman observed all this from the front porch of her nearby house. And after the search had lasted for nearly half an hour, she finally called out to them, "I want to bother you men, but would it be cheating if I tell you where the golf balls are?" As Christians, we know where the golf balls are. We have the answers to life's questions. We know there's a problem in that relationship. God created us in God's image. And in Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him." Well, God didn't make us like robots or little ragdolls who could only respond in certain ways. God created us with the same creative spirit God has. We call that free will, which means we have a choice whether to accept the love God offers or reject it. And like children, we try to do both. We want freedom and a relationship. But because of our sin, that relationship was torn and broken. As Paul writes in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You know, and we couldn't find a way to mend it. I think it's this search to mend our relationship with God that has spawned so many philosophies and theologies concerning the meaning of life. And that's why we have a New Testament creation story as well. That's why Jesus came, not only to mend the brokenness in our relationship with God, but also to be the bridge for us to cross the chasm caused by our sin and disobedience. And with that, we realize that true meaning in life is only found when we return to our Creator. And the only way we can return to our Creator is through His Son, Jesus. As Paul further writes in verses 24 and 25, all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. Well, the world needs to know this. They need to know by faith in Christ and His sacrifice only, will they get their answers to finding the meaning of and in life. All around us there are people searching for lost values, for real meaning in life, for purpose, hope, direction, and a place of connection. There are people looking for peace and happiness, love and forgiveness, and we know where it's found. So we as Christians can't be silent. We can't keep it to ourselves. You and I don't just have good news to share with the world. We have great news, the kind of news people have been searching for. We have great news that will give meaning and direction in their lives. We know where to find the answers of the meaning of life. And what we are called to do is have faith and tell others to find meaning of and in life. We first need to recognize God as our Creator. Accept His gift of salvation through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus, for in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Receive His light, the Holy Spirit, who guides us through this life to eternal life. The light shines in the darkness. So only in the Trinity of God can we find the meaning of and in this life. Well, in His service, this has been Pastor Joe.